Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, John G. Lake, I'm sure many of you have heard of him, but John G. Lake got a hold of this. The background of it is that every person in John G. Lake's family died below the age of 40-something. They were all dying prematurely. And his last sister was on the deathbed dying. And they were all Christians. They had prayed for healings. And yet all of these people were dying. And as his sister was dying, matter of fact, she, you know, this is back, I forget what time it was, but like the 1920s or even before that. She was dying and they didn't know for sure. The way they would do it is to put a mirror up under your nostrils and see if there was any condensation on it, whether there was any breath coming out. And they put that up and there was no condensation. They said that she was dead. So he got on the phone and called somebody and said, "Would you agree with me for my sister to be raised from the dead?" And anyway, through all of this stuff, the Lord spoke to him and told him, says, "John, I am not the one that is letting people die. It is not me. I gave you this power and you aren't using it. And you are letting Satan kill every family member in your family. And it's up to you whether you stir yourself up and release this power." So anyway, he got motivated. He agreed with this person, saw his sister raised from the dead. And then John Lake went on to have this tremendous healing ministry. And he was in what, Seattle or Spokane? Spokane, Washington. And it was voted the healthiest city in the United States multiple years running because he trained up practitioners under him and they did not beg and plead for God to heal. They took their authority and they went out and commanded people to be healed. And they saw so many people healed that that city was voted the number one health place in the United States for multiple years running. They had three hospitals in that city and one of them closed down because they didn't need it. People were getting healed so much. He had these people he called practitioners, and when somebody called in with a prayer request, he would give them a bottle of oil and says, "Go out and don't come back until they're healed." And the people would literally move in with somebody and speak the word over them and anoint them with oil and stay. And the longest anybody ever stayed gone was 3.5 weeks. But they would stick with the person until they saw him heal, and sometimes it would take 3.5 weeks. He finally opened up the healing rooms, and people would come in and they would go around, and instead of administering medicine, he would administer the word and they would pray over him, and people would come and just sit there and hear the word 24 hours a day until people got healed. They're reviving that today. They have healing rooms all around the country now and they're beginning to do some of the same things. But one of the major principles that made that work was they didn't ask God for healing. They believed God had given them the power. The scripture doesn't ever tell us to pray for the sick. It says go heal the sick. That's implying that you have something you can do about it. Peter said in Acts chapter 3, "Such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And they grabbed this man by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength and he went walking and leaping and praising God. He said, "Such as I have." Most people would say, "How arrogant you are. You can do nothing." No, it's Jesus that heals. Sure, it's Jesus that heals, but his power is in us. Peter had a revelation of that, and that's the reason they got the man at the gate of the temple healed. That's what John Lake was doing. He says, "I have this power." And you know, there is a testimony that they had a plague outbreak. I forgot what kind of plague it was, but people were dying, and because John Lake had seen so many miraculous healings, they actually gave him a medical license because he saw more people healed than the doctors in his day. So because he had this medical license, he was helping these other doctors deal with all of the plague victims. And they were in, I don't know, like a gymnasium or something, and they were trying to handle the outbreak of this plague. And as they were dealing with a person just died. He convulsed, foamed at the mouth, and died. And the doctor who was helping John Lake to, you know, set the dead people aside and minister to the others, He says, man, aren't you glad that we have a vaccination against this? And John Lake says, who's got a vaccination? And this doctor just looked at him like, you can't be dealing with these people that are infected with this plague without having a vaccination. You'll die. And so John Lake said, no germ can touch my body and live. That's what the word says. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. He just changed the wording a little bit. Same principle. No germ can touch my body and live. And of course, the medical doctor just laughed at him like, you know, you're crazy. You're a religious fanatic. So he says, I'll prove it to you. And he had this doctor take one of those slides that you put under a microscope, and they wiped the foam off of this person's mouth who had just died, and he looked at it under the microscope, and you could see all of the germs moving around in that saliva. And he says, watch this. And he just touched it, and instantly everything became totally still. Every germ died. But you know what? He didn't have a different Holy Spirit than you and I have. God didn't do something special for him that you and I haven't done. You know what the difference was? He believed, and you and I don't. It's not that he had more. He had less. He had less unbelief. Brothers and sisters, the problem isn't with God. We don't need to just beg God more. We don't need to get another million people putting pressure on God. He won't respond to the millions that are already crying. So if we could just get another million people fasting and praying and putting pressure on God, we could make Him move. The problem isn't with God. The problem's with us. We don't believe the Word of God. We're full of unbelief. And I'm telling you that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is given to testify of Jesus, to bring us into faith, to lead us into all truth. And we aren't using it. A person that has a baptism of the Holy Spirit does not have an excuse for being defeated in any area of their life. You may have reasons, but you do not have an excuse. God has given us the power, and we can stand up and use it. Now, all of this being said, some of you are probably feeling like, well, man, you're condemning me. You're saying it's my fault. Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. But I'm not mad at you. I don't always do everything right. There's times that I get discouraged and I have to sit there and build myself up. I'm not mad at me. I'm not mad at you. But I am saying it's not God who's failing. It's us. And we need to stir ourselves up. We need to get back into faith. You need to start using the power of the Holy Spirit. If you aren't happy, it's your fault. Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. If you don't have fullness of joy, it's because you aren't in the presence of God. The presence of God is with you, but you aren't in it. You aren't focused on it, or you would have fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. If you aren't happy today, it's not because you have a chemical imbalance. It's not because you have a problem in your life. All of us have problems. It's because you aren't operating in faith and you aren't using the Holy Spirit to build you up and encourage you and keep you going. Amen.
Amen.
That's tight, but it's right. I'm trying to help us, brothers and sisters. It's God's given us everything. It's not God's fault. We aren't using what God has given us. And if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you have the gift of speaking in tongues, you ought to just go out and explode on the world that you have influence over. You ought to go out, you ought to build yourself up, get full of something. Get full of the love of God. Get full of healing. Get full of the prophecy. Start doing something. Stir yourself up. Go out and spill over on somebody and do something with it. Instead of just begging God for more and approaching Him as if you are a loser. Man, believe that God wants to prosper you. I know I've been kind of hard today, but you know what? I just feel like the Holy Spirit's trying to shake us up. Use what we've got. I really believe I'm speaking for the Lord. God is calling out to people, wanting you to use what you've got. Praise God. Lord, help us to get stirred up. Man, help us to get out and do something. Not only for your benefit, but there's people that are all around you that aren't ever going to go to church, aren't ever going to hear something unless you start walking in the power of God. The Bible says that when we stand before the Lord, He's going to wipe all tears away from our eyes. And most people think that that's talking about that we've been through so much sorrow and grief and tribulation and hurt and pain that when we get to heaven, we're just going to barely get there and we're all going to be crying and God's going to have to wipe away tears from our eyes. That's not what the Scripture... You know, I'm reading a book right now about the Encyclopedia of Christian Martyrs. I'm reading about Andrew and Peter and Peter's wife and all of these people that were boiled in oil and burned at the stake and crucified. They went out with a shout, glorifying God, praising God. People were being born again because there was so much joy on their face. They didn't enter heaven crying and praying. That's not the way that we're supposed... We aren't supposed to just barely survive this life and get to heaven, just barely limping in, just dragging ourselves across the finish line, hoping that God's going to wipe all tears away from our eyes. The reason He's going to wipe tears away from our eyes is because when we stand before Him, we're going to know all things, even as we are known. And you are going to know all of a sudden that you had the power of God, the entire, complete power of God living on the inside of you the entire time that you were alive on this earth. And you let sickness and disease and poverty and hurt and pain and depression beat you. And all of a sudden, you're going to know that, man, I could have been living in victory. I could have changed the people around me. I could have had power flowing through me. I could have lived a supernatural life. And there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, not because of what happened to us down here, but because of our recognition of our own stupidity and how we blocked and kept the flow of God from operating. And man, we are going to be kicking ourselves and crying and wailing, oh God, how could I have lived like this? Man, take today and use it to build you up and get you going so that when we stand before the Lord, we can be like Peter and all these guys that entered in rejoicing and praising God and enter in with victory instead of in a whimper. Brothers and sisters, we just need to get with it. We need to use what God has given us. There's just no reason for us not walking in victory. Amen. It's another reason I'm not a pastor is because I'm not very compassionate towards people. Man, I just think we ought to get with it. Get on with it. How many of you in here just say, man, I need to just use what I've got? I don't need any more. I just need to start using what I've got. Praise the Lord.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.